Bowling online and staff. Citizens' comments, nothing online, right? Okay. Minutes for correction approval for April 16th, 2024.
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Greg? Good? For minutes? Okay. Yes. New business. Item one, PW 2024-41, 2024 local road program contract award.
All right, we took bids for the additional roadway work. This is for the extra subdivision work that the city council approved as far as the budget goes. So we took bids on the 13th, and we had the typical three bidders for paving projects. And the low bidder is Builders Paving in the amount of $3,162.08, and we are recommending contract award with Builders. I'd be happy to address any questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Greg?
He's good. This should go on regular agenda.
With that kind of price tag, so. On number two, PW 2024-42, 2024 local road program construction engineering agreement.
Yep, this is the engineering that goes along with the item we just had previously. A typical EEI contract at an hourly rate, since it's kind of a variable job, in the amount of $239,982. We expect this project to begin just slightly after the 4th and wrap up in the fall, so we should be plenty done by the time the snow flies, and staff does recommend the approval of this agreement. We'd be happy to take any questions.
Greg?
All good.
What do you say?
All good.
Okay.
Rusty?
Mm-hmm. That's a quarter of a million. So yeah, let's put that on radar too.
It goes along with the other one, so
yeah.
That'd be perfect.
If it was less, I might have said just that one on consent, but it's a good chunk of money.
Anything other 3 million, can I slide in there?
I almost screwed it up a lot. I'm 3, PW 2024. -43, 2025 water main replacement design engineering.
This is for next year's accelerated water main replacement to meet the Lake Michigan deadline. So it's a bigger contract. 7,700 linear feet of water main is what we're estimating, and EEI's contract is for an amount of $318,720 to do all the field work and get the plans ready for and actually bid the project. And staff does recommend approval of this contract.
So this would come out of the water program, right?
It is, water main replacement program. It is approved in the budget.
So that amount was
in the budget? It's a giant lump sum in there but this was named as one of the projects.
Okay. The water main replacement program is
all right, I know it's part of that. I just thought.
And in that is the water main replacement, the blue stem replacement. It's got the individual projects listed.
Is Rob doing a running total?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay. When Bart gets back, I will talk to him about it. It would be nice to see an update, I think, because we're spending big chunks of money. And
sure.
If someone asked me, I couldn't tell them where we're at right now. So
that's
I don't
good
know
idea.
How the rest of you got old and feel about that, but...
Yeah, it's all budgeted, so I know Rob's tracking it. So
I'm guessing he probably can pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's recording in progress.
Pretty quickly tell us where we're at,
yep.
And what we spent. And would that go back to when did we start spending the water funds and stuff?
I just actually
for Withia.
Well, no, just in general, funds. We even spent money before that too, right?
2021 was the memo I put away today. That I filed again, that I was on my desk.
That was like the first thing?
We started talking about the Lake Michigan route.
Okay. So that cost us some money there?
I think so in planning, but not a whole bunch. And that was when we were still, after we had decided our option, But that's when we started with DWC, right?
Yeah, I think the significant funds started last fiscal year.
Correct.
Okay.
With
so
multiple water main replacements, plus right. there was commitments to DWC.
Right.
Yeah. For engineering.
For phase one engineering.
You had to do planning for that, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So last fiscal year was when it really
right.
came
okay.
here.
Yeah. I just think it'll be good for us to have a total. I mean, I don't know if it gets done in this committee or admin. I don't know where that should. Rob's the admin, so Rob would be the one probably wanting to, you know, if somebody had a question or something. So.
We can definitely pose that to Bart when he gets back and see.
Yeah, I was going to see if there was any kind of, if anybody knew. Yeah, so. And then you know, you could probably figure it out in the budget if you want to dig in there and try to pull out all those ideas. Rob would be much better at it than I would.
Probably to
ask.
Right? Rob's probably got a separate spreadsheet
he's
with a running total.
Yeah,
either one of them. His next admin isn't, you know, for a month now, so.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That gives him time to do it then, right?
That's true.
Is that or maybe just an update when he gets it done to all the elected officials?
Yeah. All right, then I'll just let you okay. copy. I'll mention it to Bart and then have him copy you.
Okay.
It.
Sounds good.
Craig, got anything?
Are we pretty much on schedule then for meeting the 10% water loss?
We'd like to think so. We're being very aggressive on the water main replacement. So this year, doing almost 11,000 feet of replacement. Next year would be like the second largest year, if you will, almost 8,000 feet. So yes, we're trying to be super aggressive in the first 3 years of the program to get us toward that 10%. So we're currently working on the audit numbers right now for last year's data. So hopefully later on this year we'll be able to present that and so that we know kind of where we stand.
Are you good, Craig? Okay. One other thing then. So at the last council meeting we discussed the inflationary rises, right? Do these numbers factor into that at all, or is that inflationary number something besides what we already have seen? I mean, you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, so, you know, we certainly, when we budget and put projects into the CIP, we do account for inflationary numbers. So,
okay.
So for construction next year, we had an inflation factor already built in
okay.
to our numbers. So,
yep.
So
is that equaling out to about what we've seen at the council? So that seemed like it was a big jump.
Well, there's been this on the construction in the construction industry, there has been a significant increase in well above like CPI numbers from an inflationary factor. Now that's calmed down in the last year or so. So we're still factoring about 3 to 4%, but it was jumping, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
You know, even 15% on some line items there for a 2 or 3 year period. So that is calmed down. But for this particular project, it is accounted for in the budget.
And then, so that number won't ever come any lower, right? Well, we heard about the last council meeting is probably a bottom number now, right? At least.
Well, we have. So if you're talking the big overall project,
yeah.
So there's quite a bit of contingency in those numbers. So you know, we're trying to factor that in, not only inflation, but you know, nothing's been designed either.
Right.
So we have significant amount of contingency built into those numbers.
Okay.
I mean, you know, certainly we're all hopeful that we'll be coming in below that, you know, from an overall project perspective, but. You know, you never know either. So we're using our best educated guesses in planning accordingly.
Yeah, we plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Okay.
To quote the old saying, but we did, and we've done, you know, 5 year CIPs with the inflation. So we're really trying to stay on top of how we budget for that.
Okay, yeah, because that was a huge. That was a surprise.
Yeah, it's a big number.
Yeah. All right, I think we should put this. Put that on the
regular agenda. Hey, Eric, is this for construction of next year for Bluestem?
The next one, Bluestem, is next year
yes,
as well.
Yes, it is, correct.
So, yeah, that would be in next.
Yeah, that's the next one on here.
Budget?
No.
It's in the 25 budget.
This is a design portion. The blue, the next item, the blue stem one, is the next item on the agenda.
Okay.
So if you wanna,
all right, we'll
open that one, yeah.
Yeah, item four, PW 2024-44, blue stem water main replacement design engineering agreement.
Yeah, this is for next fiscal year construction, but the design is in this fiscal year.
Okay.
So and this is a small small chunk right out here. It's about 3 blocks long. It goes from the north entrance of Prairie Meadows over to next to the fire station. There's a pressure reducing valve. And we're gonna run a 16-inch main instead of an 8-inch main to allow for better flow. That'll get us our fire flow numbers that we want and be able to move water through the different zones. And this contract for design is for $56,985. And staff does recommend, it is budgeted in the approved budget. And this was for water sourcing DWC as a line item. So there's a couple different line items in the budget for the water projects.
Rusty?
Rusty's right here.
Rusty Craig. Craig. Been along
there.
Yeah, Craig.
He's good.
I've got nothing.
Okay, Chris, we're on, that was item four. We talked discussing some, you know, financial issues with budgets and stuff, and inflation costs and stuff on the previous line item, so.
Yeah.
Did you have anything on any of the other ones that you wanted to?
I don't think so, the first few, I don't think so.
What did we do with item number three?
We put everything on the regular agenda.
That's on regular.
Okay.
All right, what should we do with this one?
How much do you want to read on Tuesday?
Yeah, excellent. Greg's gonna be here.
We anticipate there's gonna be any questions on it.
I don't have
any. It's a contract.
Right.
Okay. A design. Right, that one can go on the consent agenda.
Yeah.
A design contract.
And it's a design contract, yeah.
Okay. So we'll put that one on consent. Item five, PW 2024-45, water rate study professional service agreement.
All right, the last of the professional services agreements for tonight. This is for our water rate analysis, which is required as part of our WIFI loan application. This is something we need to show that we will be able to pay back all the money that we're going to borrow, and a big portion of that's gonna be through water rates. So EEI has proposed an $88,900 contract to help us find the best rates for now and in the future. The staff does support this one as well. It's been quite a few years since we've done a rate analysis, I believe.
Craig?
I'm good.
Chris?
That's good. Find some water rates.
So, maybe we could put this one on the rig, or on the consent, or?
We'll do a consent.
That's fine.
Okay, we'll do that one on consent, too. That's so they can pull it up. You know. PW 2024-46, downtown river walk options.
All right, so we had prepared several options, as requested by the city, to look at various routes, crossing routes 47. So two things that we looked at primarily. One was basically building a bridge, which is the first PDF.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should say the second PDF. It has the red lines on it. So we'll run through that one first.
Okay.
So the structure over Route 47, we have to maintain 16 feet of clearance because Route 47 is a strategic roadway. So that kind of sets the tone, if you will, for your bridge structure. And from there, you have to be able to build your pathway and maintain ADA accessibility. So the bridge sets the grade, and then you have to drop down to adjacent grade to be able to make it work. So just east of Route 47, You know, it takes up most of the existing parking lot that's in the area as far as the, you know, the pathway down, if you will, to meet grade. The building the path adjacent to the river, very difficult. Certainly going to have to be constructing within the river, using cofferdams and other techniques to be able to build a facility. There's also several drainage structures and flows from storm sewers that we have to contend with on the east side of the bridge there. So difficult construction and a number of obstacles. On the west side, you know, the grade drops off significantly, you know, in front of the brewery. So there's a lot more room that you need to be able to bring the path down to match. So it also would basically take over the existing parking lot and occupy a tremendous amount of space. So you have some things working against you. Certainly the height of the bridge over Route 47, and then just the adjacent grades certainly don't help out. We're also a little bit concerned about some of the, if you put a bridge in the area, how does that affect the vision of the railroad signals? You know, that hasn't been addressed because we're just doing concept work at this point, but that's something, you know, that would have to be taken into account if we were ever to pursue it. So we did prepare an estimate for this option. It's north of $8 million, you know, conceptual estimate, significant cost to be able to do such a project.
So just so I understand your stuff, what's the red dotted lines mean, hashed lines? It's more like right along the river.
Yeah, so that would be the location of the path. So if you're following the river, the red lines is the location of the path.
And then the dash?
I'm not seeing.
I got dash.
On the west side?
Yeah. And like, also on the east side, too.
They look like
east, I think he's talking about this dash.
Oh,
there's dash
way
lines
up to the
there's
north. I'd ignore that at that exhibit. I'm not sure why they're there.
They look like lot lines.
Okay,
I'm not sure why they're there.
Right here. Yeah. And then maybe floodway.
Well, because there's also a,
it goes over here
there's
too.
One back here, so that's why I'm thinking of the lot lines. It's
okay.
Yeah, I think it was probably left.
A layer that should have been turned off.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So you can see it on your screen. I cannot see that on my screen.
It's barely legible.
Yeah, I seen the solid ones, and then I was wondering what the dashed ones, if that meant we can't do anything there, or, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it might have been left over from the next exhibit.
Okay. Proceed there, I guess. No, anybody else have questions on that one?
Nope.
Greg? Okay, go ahead.
So maybe I should stare at the screen there where I can actually see some things. So, all right, the next option that we looked at was building something underneath the existing Route 47 bridge. So some things that are working against us on this project. So you have to have a certain amount of clearance underneath the bridge, you know, for a walking path, and I believe it is 9 feet. The beams hang down quite a bit underneath the bridge as well, so that very much limits us on basically the difference between the beam and the water level. You know, that sets that point for us. So along the west side, again, you're building out in the river via a series of cofferdams, you know, being constructed to be able to do that, retaining walls or what have you. You're also building in a floodway, so we would have to compensate for that somewhere adjacent to the project. And then on the east side, some other complicating factors, just to the right of the bridge and the path, you see three 36-inch culverts. They discharge right to the north of the existing parking lot, and they would be discharging above where the grade of the path would have to be. So you'd be constantly fighting, you know, three 36-inch culverts,
right.
You know, discharging water, so your path would be constantly underwater when you would have a rain event in that area. And then also, just getting back to the underneath the bridge, you would have to set it at a elevation, the path, we're basically at a 10-year flood. It would definitely be underwater, and probably it's just probably, you know, even like a less than a 5-year flood elevation, that path would be underwater, just because, again, the difference between the beam and what the elevation they have to be.
It would have been underwater most of this spring.
Correct.
Can we flip to the next page?
What's that, Chris?
Can we flip to the next page for this? We're talking to this side.
Yeah, so, and Eric exactly pointed it out. You know, I was out there a few times, and basically the water level that when I was out there was the same elevation as the bottom of the three 36-inch culverts, which would basically be, you know, 2.5 feet above what the path would have to be. So you'd have 2 feet of water, essentially, at that time throughout the spring.
Yeah, because you're showing 574 to 574.8 is the 10-year flood, which we get a lot.
Yeah.
Which, if the top of path is 571,
you're at 3 feet there.
Yeah, yeah. That's problematic most of the time. Now, the bend in this, the bend southward here, that we have on this one going into the what's their restaurant? Their back.
Yeah, you're close to South Bank here.
South
yeah,
Bank. So,
Grider's old building there.
Yeah, when you're going within that area, what's the rationale for the bend? Again, we're probably trying to keep a contour elevation, or is it?
Yeah, it's grade as well as just trying to maintain a horizontal, a certain horizontal curve.
So when you're doing this, you're assuming at grade construction, because I would assume that you could connect from the bridge to the peak on the east side, generally straight line, but it'd have to be cantilever, retaining walls, greater extent of compensatory storage elsewhere, but it could be done.
Yeah, there's definitely other options, certainly right, more expensive options, but that could be looked at further, absolutely.
But we still have the issue of this going under the bridge is generally going to be
underwater
or underwater.
Mm-hmm. Significantly amount of the time. You know, there is another 42-inch culvert there as well that, you know.
Where would that be? I can show you.
Yeah. Yeah, here it is. Well, there's one.
There's one right here.
Yes, right here.
Go. Okay.
And that's the one that comes through the alley and through the bank parking lot.
Okay. Now that one you could probably get over with this bridge.
I think we
can
come up
with it. It gets wide. I think that's why they pulled it down there.
They're doing bridges.
Yeah.
It's
what's another couple hundred grand?
Yeah. We start looking at them, but figuring all the options as compared to taking out a business.
Right, and yeah, this is very high-level, conceptual type of work. So, you know, this cost estimate was about $3 million, roughly, to be able to perform this work. Again, significant hurdles, you know, a lot of work in the river, cofferdams, compensatory storage necessary, and probably, you know, the worst as mentioned, basically the path being underwater.
A good chunk
of the year. We were also asked just to look at you know, just the eastern side to connect basically the existing parking lot to where the existing path is. So Chris, this kind of gets to your point there, just a straight shot. So, you know, we kind of kept things to a minimum, but it's still a pretty significant improvement necessary. And I think our estimate was, yeah, basically $1 million or slightly more than that.
For this third one?
Yeah.
Now is that east and west side combined though?
That's
the two sheets.
That was just the cost was just the east. Because we also have a cost on the west side.
Okay. Yeah, 2.9.
Yeah, which is 2.9.
Okay, that's right.
So, you know, again, there's if you walk behind those buildings, there's not much room to build a path, so you're substantially doing work within the river and building up, you know, basically a flat area that you could construct a path and a retaining wall and several culverts, a siphon to work around on the west side. So a few hurdles here as well. So, you know, we are at, you know, high level concept. So therefore the cost estimates are high level concept. and we have a 30% contingency on these numbers, which is certainly appropriate, you know, since we haven't done any significant design work or, you know, taken any soil moorings and understanding the geotechnical area. So that's kind of where things are at the moment.
So on the west side, so we got, they gave us the easements for the trail there, right?
Yes, behind the brewery, yes.
Yeah.
The Williams parcel, yes. And then the post office,
we have it.
We are working on that one as well.
So if you just put the trail in over there, did you say it would be connected on the east side there at 47 to the sidewalk?
This particular exhibit just connects it to, there's a sidewalk along
yeah.
Route 47.
On the west side.
On the west side, the road
right.
North-south, yes.
Yeah.
Now, would that be a stairs, so a grade differential, or would that be actually sloping?
I think you'd have to do stairs there.
Okay, yeah. We wouldn't be able to bring that slope up to match at the...
I think that'd be pretty difficult.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There's so it'd not be an accessible
yeah.
walkway.
Yeah. There's a place in Batavia... They do that because you know where Pal Joey's used to be there.
Yes.
I think they have this because I ride down that way sometimes,
yeah.
And I think it's a stairwell because for a bike it's like you got to drag it down steps.
Right.
Well, what happens? People are going down and there's a grass embankment. They're using the embankment.
Ah.
So because they had it was like a square type stairway where you went down, squared down more, and it's just they tie everything into there, but that's that one. I was thinking of exactly that right there is what it looks like to me. Is what would have to be there or something.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room back there. It's tight. Hmm.
And do we have all the easements, or is the one behind the Deuce building, was that given to us, or is that still a separate parcel that we don't have easements for?
Yeah, I'm not aware of any easements for that
okay.
parcel.
Who owns that? Is this the chiropractic person or?
Yeah, that's, I don't.
They own all the way to the river?
No, I don't believe so. I believe
no,
it's part of the Williams parcel.
Williams own everything around it.
Correct.
But that parcel wasn't part of our easement. Is that correct?
I think the only easement we have finished now is behind the brewery. And
just
I know we're working on the other ones. I don't know about the ones to the apartment buildings to the west of the post office. So,
what would be their reasoning for not giving us that easement?
It wasn't part of.
No, I'm just saying in the future. I mean, a little bit of trail there and a little bit of trail over here is kind of.
I don't see why they wouldn't be.
Yeah, it seems counterproductive that they wouldn't.
Well, I think they're amenable to it. I think they're just working out on the drawings and making sure everything
yeah.
is to everybody's liking.
That just wasn't part of the earlier set of plans.
I guess I assumed that was a given that we did. I think we do have my parkour days to the west there, right?
That's our
we have a strip there that I remember we brought in at one.
All the way to Morgan Street.
Yep.
It's a long linear park.
Yeah, yep. I remember that.
So at minimum, it's $3 million. $4 million. $4 million minimum.
Yep.
Up to almost $8 million. Now, I don't see any viability to going over with a elevated bridge
no.
just because we take too much property. It just no spirals.
Elevator.
I said elevators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorts of thoughts and ideas being tossed out. Yeah.
I think it'd be fairly visually unappealing there too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at some of the pedestrian crossings, they can look very nice in the right setting, but not a downtown like that. I don't think that would.
Because IDOT would make us put fences and, you know, it would just look like a cage.
Closed, yeah. They're not interested. Just the functionality, I think, would get lost with all the switchbacks on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to get a feel, what if you somehow decided to put a trail along hydraulic?
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot cheaper.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's something that we have talked about internally. Certainly.
Well, we have our downtown plan that has the Rondorf and the mixed-use roadway, which contemplates eventually shutting it down
in its
general use.
Yeah, just so, one way with a walking path on the other half.
Because Batavia did that too. Yeah. They shut down that one whole street.
Well, that's what that is. That's the Rondorf. And so that's the idea for what we came up with for downtown. So that's
our problem then becomes a signalized crossing at Hydraulic to get people safely across, or, you know, trucking them up to Van Emmon.
Yeah.
And the railroad tracks just complicate everything.
I don't know how you would work trucking them to Van Emmon, because that's pretty significant traffic-wise now.
No, just because there's a traffic signal, so
they
can cross
safely. There's a light there, but
right. But we know that they don't do that up at Town Square Park either. They won't walk the extra blocks to come around.
So right, yes.
The fact that the crossing is here, this is where it is. And I assume there's no viability to a tunnel under Hydraulic.
You're on bedrock, and then you have...
Oh, blasting is nothing.
Well, those 336s, right behind there is 260s.
And so those are probably... Yeah. We probably can't go between them. Not enough clearance.
No, because there are 260-inch pipes.
Yeah.
They slow it down to the 336s to outlet it.
Yeah. Oh. So you're not going under, and there's no clearance.
Over, and there's a water main and a 48-inch sanitary main.
That'd have to be a deep cut. So
yeah. It'd be a Boston. It'd be the big dig.
So, personally, I think the riverfront has some significant limitations. Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to hear out what the options are for seeing what the hydraulic options are.
Yeah,
because we have high-level concepts, we have no costs associated with those downtown plans.
And the other thing is, it's been mentioned about putting dollars into properties down there, and if you were going to, I don't know how you could ever think of coming up with money for both sides, for doing this, and if you were seriously about developing some of the other properties.
Yeah, and with the talk of potential development down there, the potential for a commuter rail downtown, I mean, this changes the game if we're talking metro downtown as compared to up north. I mean, that kind of discussion makes this a whole different scenario.
Refresh. What is that about, Chris? Because I don't know nothing about that, I guess.
So these are the conversations that have been had kind of a high level of...
Oh, a commuter?
Yeah, commuter downtown instead of going up north.
Through what? So like Montgomery?
Yeah, Metra did the study for us.
For down here?
Yes, they looked at both BNSF and this rail.
Oh.
It's cheaper. The rail, you know, what is it? RailNet or...
That's RailNet development.
Whatever their name is now.
Illinois RailNet or OmniTrax,
it's
one of the two.
So whichever one. They're generally on board with the idea, so there's a little buy-in. So the idea of kind of transitioning Hydraulic over to a quasi-pedestrian makes sense if you're going to put a commuter. And this is all very high level.
Oh, no, I know.
This whole thing. So there's a little bit of logic to that if we want to explore that path.
That's a different twist, because... I remember when on Park Board, I remember us asking about buying that, you know, and closing that down.
For a trail.
And that guy pretty much came back. It was RailNet then. He goes, I got 70 years of sand to haul. Oh, yeah. I remember him telling us that. And I'm like, okay, that's not an option.
the only difference, the only thing that I can think of is that Illinois RailNet now does not have any priority once they get to Aurora. And if Metro were to be on that line, that could change and give them priority. That's why we have trains at the odd hours. Mm-hmm. They go whenever they can. So if Metro's here and they're on a nice schedule, then these guys could get on the other, you know, another schedule with them, which would benefit them.
And we've seen, you know, a little downtick in their volume of trains that they're running right now. You know, fracking materials down a little bit, so they're not running as many trains. So I'm sure it's all money for them. They get leases on the uses of it.
Yeah, I know, because we were thinking, like, that would be a nice trail for bike trail.
In the late 90s, that was for sale.
And that gets you through White Oak.
So that was $7 million. Mm-hmm. We could have bought that all the way from Montgomery to Ottawa, or Aurora to Ottawa.
$7 million, that's the entire cross-country right now.
That was $1998.
Yeah.
And just food for thought too. In order to get grants for these trail systems, it would have to be ADA compliant. Yeah. So a lot of the stuff we're looking at would not be eligible for grant funding. So just throwing that in there.
Would that trail, that train track support a Metris?
Mm-hmm.
Physically, it can support that kind of...
It's a lighter load.
It's a lighter load than what's on there now.
Yeah, yeah.
With a Metro, though, I believe there would be a lot more crossing gates. You know, it would be a lot more safe.
Horns.
Mm-hmm. Horns, yep.
Unless we do quiet.
And Oswego's trying to quiet theirs down on the other side of that. So.
Yeah, you know, ours, even if we quiet it in here, you're still going to have horns just east when it goes through all those houses and driveways, and just west when it goes through the houses and driveways. So you're gonna have it.
How much did it cost to, if someone has it off the top of their head, to build that kind of bridge that goes out to the canoe chute?
Oh, that is a, I can't remember what that cost, but that was a prefab bridge that came in one piece.
Mm-hmm. Army Corps engineers put that in, I'm thinking, right?
It was DNR project.
Yeah. But didn't Army Corps build it?
Deconstruction built it.
Okay.
Deconstruction put this up, that bridge. They were the only ones that had a crane big enough to set it.
What were you thinking, Rusty?
Well, you just kind of, instead of building retaining walls and stuff along the shoreline, just kind of make a little bridge thing that kind of goes out so you have enough clearance underneath the bridge. I mean, you...
Well, that's what it would be. I mean, it would be a set-in-place bridge, but there's quite a bit. I mean, that's what...
Quite a bit
of
foundation
work.
That's what the trail is being proposed as.
Oh, I thought it was like
a kind of concrete and
a whole like retaining wall with a path on top of that retaining wall, kind of like in Aurora. I guess that's what I thought it was.
Well, I mean, it's,
the lead up to it would be.
Yeah,
you're right.
You'd have to build it up. So you basically have columns on both sides, mm-hmm. the bridge, the set in place bridge over the top.
Gotcha.
And it kind of comes down to. A lot of this is what's the usability if it's underwater. I mean, we only get the good months to use it because it's frozen. When it's frozen, not a lot of people are down there. But then once you get high water, you want to put that kind of money into the water.
Right. And damaged all the time, so constant maintenance and repair.
We already have that in the park as it is for a couple places that
yeah,
are really underwater.
The Army Corps project
yeah.
kind of washed out on them. I think we did have some warranty there, right? They came in.
There was a whole lawsuit that went on with that.
Yeah. Greg?
With the proposal of removing some of the dams further downstream, how is that going to affect the width of the water? And if we did decide to do something along the water's edge, would that help or hurt them removing the dams?
I think he's talking about north.
Yeah, north upstream, right?
Yeah, went up by Batavia and Geneva, correct?
Yeah, they're just talking about upstream removing some of the dams, and from what I understood, it was going to make the river deeper, but the width of the river would shrink.
Yeah, I have not seen some of the studies. I know they're having all sorts of discussions up and down the river. I know Montgomery is moving ahead with a detailed study, so perhaps we can get an understanding from them. Based on their results, I believe they're doing some modeling as a part of their study that could help answer that question. I don't have that information tonight. But good question, for sure.
Anything else, Craig? I mean, we got time. It's not like... and this was informational, I believe.
Yes.
Can we make sure, since there's five of us here, can we make sure that we all can get summary of this? I mean, I don't think we're going to go through this whole schmill at the council meeting. Maybe they could contact, you could give them the information and then they can meet with you or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go. Chris, you have any idea? Was Tim involved when we this discussion?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I get barraged by the park board over this.
And yeah, he was in on our meeting and
okay, because they keep asking me, and I'm like, I didn't have a clue what the numbers were, but I'm like, I think it's going to be very expensive. And
lo and behold, it is.
They kind of thought that this could go straight forward, the park board. Like, oh, yeah, just put some culverts in, build a, you know. So it, he probably ought to enlighten them on this, too,
okay.
Is what I'm asking. So
we'll make sure.
Okay. No old business. Any additional business?
Nope.
Hearing none, we're adjourned. 6:40.
Thank you.